I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
We've not had a ski jumper on The Best in the World with Richard Parr before until now. And I've lined up one of the best ever on this week's podcast. Nobody has won more World Cup events than Gregor Schlierenzauer. He is an Olympic champion, a world champion, and he did most of it very quickly between the ages of 16 and 26. And we discuss all of that amazing part of his career on this week's Best in the World with Richard Parr. But we also get him to talk about what's going on in his world right now. Gregor's recently returned after taking a break from the sport, having achieved pretty much everything that he wanted to. He took some time away and we find out exactly what he did. And we now find out what his motivation is and what his new goals are now that he's back competing at the very highest level. He talks about looking at stars such as Roger Federer and Michael Phelps at what they did to reinvent themselves, to find new motivation to become the very best, the best of the best. And this is what Gregor talks about on this week's Best in the World with Richard Parr. He also talks about coping with injuries and how he was competing in pain at the 2017 World Championships in Lahti. He also shares details of his diet and also explain what exactly goes through his mind before a jump. It sounds pretty scary for me just to be up there, let alone do a jump. So he gives us an idea of the mindset of a world champion ski jumper. It's fascinating stuff. And he's quite motivational with some of his quotes. And he lets us know some of the quotes which helps motivate him and inspire him. Fascinating stuff coming up with the ski jumping Olympic and world champion Gregor Schlierenzauer. Just before we get to the interview with Gregor, I want to remind you that we do have a crowdfunding page at Patreon. It's patreon.com/bestintheworld. It's there that you have the opportunity to support our podcast, to keep the lights on, to keep it going, so we can continue to learn from world and Olympic champions. There's various rewards if you do decide to support us. Thank you if you have already. If you haven't, one more time, go to the website patreon.com/bestintheworld. All right, let's go ski jumping with one of the best ever. It's the Olympic and world champion, Gregor Schlierenzauer.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
Gregor Schlierenzauer, welcome to The Best in the World with Richard Parr, an Olympic champion, a multi-time world champion, won over 50 World Cups. You've had an absolutely incredible journey, and we'll talk about that journey and the start of your career a bit later in the show, but I want to talk about this year in particular. This year has had its ups and downs already, hasn't it, Gregor? Tell us about your injury and also your comeback from it, please.
Yeah, hello everybody. It's nice to talk with you, Richard. Thanks for the invitation. It's cool to be a small part in your new lesson here. And what can I say? I was a little bit in a difficult situation the last years. I I had a break. I won mostly everything in my sport when I was young. And then I came to a point where it was really, really difficult for me and, of course, for the mind. And I was a little bit in crisis. And then I was thinking about, to stop the sport, to stop my love. And then I take a break over a year and say to me, okay, now it's time just for myself. I want not do any trainings or any meetings of media. I want just live. And then I went on holiday to Canada to fulfill one of my childhood dreams to do heli skiing.
Wow.
And it was really, really great. You know, every day, new powder, a lot of snow, and it was really, really fucking awesome. And till to that point where I crashed, and then I took an injury. I broke my, or cutted my ACL, and that was really horrible. And it was, one of my deepest points in my life. I did not really know how it is going further. Of course, an ACL is not the hardest injury you can have, but for a ski jumper and for a young athlete than me, it was horrible. And it was all in the time where I had free and where I take the break from the sport, from my career. And there was something come together all to this point. And then I fight it back, and I thought to myself, okay, now it's time to come back. I really, really miss ski jumping. I really, really miss the feeling in the air, and I want to come back. And now I'm motivated, I'm fresh in my mind to get this challenge. And that was the last season where I came back, and it was also not a hard, easy season. It was hard. I had a lot of ups and downs, but all in all, I'm satisfied with my comeback. And now it's that moment where everything is focused on the next Olympic Games.
Fantastic. And you must have really needed that break, because you know you've been competing at a high level from the age of 16 and obviously taking up the sport longer. Those first few weeks in that break, was it just relief that I can just sit back and relax now, or was there a little bit of the what do I do if I'm not training, what do I do if I'm not practicing?
Honestly, yes, it was not so easy. It was the first time in my life where I had a lot of time for myself. And of course, it was not regular for me, because I was always had my structure and my plan, training plan, day plans, month plans. So, and then it came the point where I had nothing to work, nothing to train. And I didn't think that it was so hard. But it was a great experience to have the challenge with myself to get away from all the professional sport and all the professional situations where I grew up really, really young. And that was also the point where I burned a little out. Mm. And it was not easy, but it was a really, really great experience for me and for my personality. And I really need it, because I was really young. I was 16 when I came in the World Cup, and it's not always so easy when you are young, and when you start from 0 to 100 into the World Cup, it was amazing, and there was so a lot of pressure on my shoulders and so on, and one success to the other, and it was so busy for me. And of course, ski jumpers are not the biggest or the strongest persons in the world. We have just, I think, 63 kilos. So that's also a point which is not so easy for us. And I was 10 years in this business. And the amazing journey was that I really won mostly everything. Just the Olympic gold individual medal is missing. And yeah, it was, of course, amazing journey for me to fulfill all my goals and the childhood dreams to become a professional ski jumper, to become world champion, to become Olympic medals. That was amazing, the feelings, the emotions. And I'm really, really proud and, of course, also thankful that I have this amazing journey. But then it was, as I mentioned, the point where I set a new benchmark in my sport. And this was with 47 World Cup victories. The all-time record was from Matti Nykänen, a Finn legend, and he had 46 World Cup victories. And then I came and won everything, and till the point that I had 47 victories, and now I have 53, so I can't imagine anymore. It's always day by day amazing for me. But this is also the point where it's not easy for the mind, because everybody says, what will you do? You have everything, you achieved everything. So take a break or I don't know, do something other. And that was the hardest point.
So when you did decide to come back after your year break, did you and your team sit down and set some goals? Have you decided exactly what you're going to do next?
Yeah, I had a lot of time to work with myself. And of course, I also had a coach with me, a psychological coach to help me. And I think it's really interesting to see also other amazing sport athletes which have set benchmarks, like, I don't know, Michael Phelps or Roger Federer. They also won everything. And then they had a time in their career, in their life, where it is hard. And I think on the example of Michael Phelps, you can really see that when you are human from child, from the beginning of a child, and you work so hard for your dreams day by day, and you do everything for the sport and just for the goal, and then you achieve the goal or set benchmarks, then you're falling down in a little hole and in a little depression. And this is, of course, really interesting for me now to see how other athletes react to this. And yeah, I really like the history of Phelps or Roger Federer now, and he gives me so much motivation to fight back to the top, to fight for my last goal, the Olympic champion. And yeah, to set day by day new goals is not just in the sport really, really good, or you really, really need a goal. You also really need a goal step by step in your life. And this is what I took, and it's the great experience for me.
Yeah, it's
without goals you cannot continue.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you look at people like Federer and Phelps, you know, this podcast is called the best in the world, and yet I think even a lot of the people we've had on this program admit that people like Phelps and Federer are the best of the best in the world. And I guess that becomes the ultimate goal, doesn't it? To try and be the person which can absolutely dominate. And, you know, that's one thing that you've already kind of done, isn't it? By getting over 50 World Cup wins, which no one has done before. And didn't you do that before you're even 22?
No, not really. I'm now 27.
Yep.
And it was a journey over 10 years.
Ah, okay.
Of hard work. So I achieved the benchmark 2013 when I was 23.
Ah, 23. Yeah.
Yeah.
More beating more than anyone else. It's just incredible. now you've got your new goals, you're now working towards it, and I want to talk about this year's World Championships, because you got injured just before that, didn't you?
Last season.
Yeah, last season. Just before Lahti.
Yeah, last season was a big challenge for me. To come back in the World Cup in the circus was, of course, really great, and really loved it. But it was also really hard and a big challenge. I crashed before the World Championships, and it was not sure if I can get to the World Champs. And yeah, but I was really, really lucky one that I had not a bad injury, and I was really lucky one that the knee was good again. And yeah, I was so close that I cut my ACL again after working back after comeback, and my mind was also thinking, okay, fuck, not again, the whole thing. Again, to come back, to be in the hospital, to have the surgery, and then that was also in my mind. But I was really, really lucky, and I crashed. It was hard. And 14 days before the World Champ starts, I had this crash in Oberstdorf at the ski flying World Cup. And then, yeah, I had a lot of work to do to recover, to come back. And of course, then I took the chance and was in the team to fly to Lahti, to Finland, to the World Champs. And yeah, then I catch the medal with the team. And of course, it was really, really emotional for me. After these ups and downs, after the hard time to come back, to win my first team medal after the comeback. And yeah, it was a big motivation for now and for the future.
It's amazing to do that in 14 days, and then to win a medal is incredible. Were you actually did you actually jump in pain there, Gregor, or was it settled down by that?
No, I had a lot of pain, but I can also say, and I have to say thank you for my team behind, for the physiotherapist, for the conditioning coach. They were day by night at me, and we did everything from nutrition to massage, to physiotherapy, to recover. So we did really, really.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everything that I had the chance and the opportunity to take part at the World Champs. And yeah, it was for all of us, for all my team. Behind, of course, a great thing, and really emotional that we took this challenge and that we get all the medal, and this was great. And of course, to answer the question, I had pain.
Is that something you do often? Do you compete a lot with pain?
Not normally. I'm really thankful that my body is quite good. But of course, I'm feeling older and older, and I get much younger. But I'm really happy with my body and with my conditioning, so it's cool.
You mentioned diet and nutrition there. What are the typical foods you're eating when you're in training?
Yeah, you know, as a ski jumper, you have to be really light, and your body should be really explosive. A lot of jumping power. So there's a quiet effect, which is not really fitting together. You know, we have to be light, and at the other hand, really, really explosive, maximum explosive training. So from nutrition, it's not always so easy, but my secret is to hear to your body, to feel what you need. And of course, I'm really in love with a good breakfast. I think the breakfast is the most and the best lunch you will have per day. So I eat a lot of proteins in the breakfast, carbohydrates and proteins, a mixed combination at lunch, and at dinner, just carbohydrates.
Okay, so just to make that a little bit more simple for people, let us know, what did you have for breakfast, say, today, Gregor?
Today I had a whole grain muesli with blueberries. Then I'm really, really in love with smoothies. Smoothies and papaya, because papaya has the enzyme of cutting the fats and the proteins. So it's really, really great. So I had a smoothie with banana, papaya, blueberries, and whole grain muesli. And sometimes I eat scrambled eggs in the morning, and I'm really a fan of gluten-free because I'm feeling a little fresher and not so tired when I eat gluten-free.
Yeah, I found the same. I went gluten-free last year, and just gives, I felt like it gave me a lot more energy. So I always have gluten-free porridge, gluten-free oats.
But this is all the thing which I love as a professional sportman, and because you have such great experiences and feelings with yourself and with your body, to feel, okay, what is good for yourself, what is good for your emotions, what is good for your feelings, and to work day by day just with your own potential. That's what I love as a ski jumper or as a sport athlete. And this is, I think, the biggest motivation day by day to my goal.
With that in mind, Gregor, when you're at the top of the platform, can you feel if it's going to go right, if it's going to be a good jump?
Yeah, you really feel if you're in good shape and if the jump is working. You feel it really, really fast when you take off on the jumping table. So, you know, we are speeding up the in-run speed about 90 kilometers, and then you jump away from the table, from the takeoff, and then you really, really feel that the jump is working or not.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
We'll have more from Gregor in just a moment, but I want to take this time to tell you about Audible. Audible is one of the leading suppliers of audiobooks in the world for your iPhone, Android, or your MP3 player. It's a product I personally use on my iPhone. One of the books I've been listening to is 10% Happier by Dan Harris. It's about mindfulness. It's about meditation, but it's also about his career as a broadcast journalist, as a news anchor for ABC. Really interesting book by Dan. I really enjoyed listening to it, and you can do it for free using the code audibletrial.com/best.
And when I mean code, I mean web address, audibletrial.com/best. There you have the opportunity to test out their service for 30 days for free. That includes one free audiobook. Maybe it is 10% happier. They've also got lots of other sports books and all different types of books, whatever you like to normally read and now want to listen to. So that website address one more time, audibletrial.com/best. All right, let's return to the chat with Gregor Schlierenzauer.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
What has been the greatest jump of your life? Do you know what that was?
That's for me a little bit a luxury problem because I really had some amazing jumps the last years. But for me personally, it is a training jump. And it was a long time ago, 2009, in Japan, in Sapporo.
Wow.
And there I had a training jump where I felt mostly everything. And I was so in the situation inside, and I felt everything, and the jump was really amazing, and I think this was for me the best one.
Oh, amazing. And you know, we're learning a lot from you on this episode of The Best in the World with Richard Parr, but also I believe Red Bull are doing a documentary on you following what you're up to. Is this right, and how's that been?
Yeah, it was, when you have such a great partner and sponsor in life, it's always cool to make new projects and, of course, to make a documentary of my life of an athlete which grows up really, really young, which is not always so easy, which was successful as a child, I can say, he was 16, and then over 10 years in the World Cup, till the point where he burned out, where he had a hard time, where he had the mindset, of course, really negative. And now to fight back to his love, to ski jumping, to the sport, to the motion, I think this is really interesting. And I was really open-minded to this idea from my sponsor, which gives me wings every day, and and I think it's a cool documentary behind the scenes, how athletes are working and how athletes are thinking and all the emotions, and I think in life everything reduces to love, to things and people, and to find this love again is maybe the best journey in your life, and this is day by day. And I hope that I can bring out some good perspective of my life and of my personality with this documentary. And I'm really looking forward when it is coming.
Fantastic. Well, as soon as you put it out, we'll share it on all of our social media channels, everything like that. Gregor, before we went on the air with this interview, I was slightly concerned of pronouncing your name correctly. And I did ask you because I've had a few troubles, mainly with some Dutch athletes on this podcast.
You're not the first one with such problems with my name.
Really? Give me an idea of maybe quite how bad it's got with some people.
I say Schlierenzauer, so it is really, really long, and there are a lot of cool stories behind, because when I was young, in the first year of the World Cup, I was so proud to give my first autographs, and I always wrote down the full name Gregor Schlierenzauer, and it is really, really long, and the first autographs, you were really proud and everything is good, but it takes a long time to write down the full name. And over the years, it became always shorter and shorter. And it was the nickname Schliere, and now it's just G and S. So it's always shorter and shorter because I cannot take so much time for all the autographs. But this was a small story, and also I can remind when I was in Japan the first time, and in Japan everything is difficult, you know. You cannot read any signs, so it is really, really hard to understand the language. And I think also the speaker on the event area had a big problem with my name, and I was on the gate, and I heard in the background his pronunciation, my name. And I was just laughing at the gate because it was so horrible and false. And then I took the jump. So this was also a great story about my name.
Was it actually a good jump in some ways? Did the laughing help you relax anymore? Did it help in any way? Or did it actually turn into a bad jump because you just completely lost focus?
No, you know, it's really similar than goals, ski jumping. It's really sensitive. And of course, you have to be really focused on the jump, but also not too much into the plan or too much about the thinking. You have also to be free in motion and to feel free. And sometimes these stories can be really helpful to make a good jump.
I'm going to wrap up in just a moment. I've got some notes in front of me, and I think this is a quote of yours, which I think I ever saw on your Facebook page, or I may have seen on a YouTube video. And it says, "All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them." Now, again, before we started this interview, I was talking about how scared I was just going up to the platform, let alone jumping off and doing a big ski jump. Do you consider yourself a brave person?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I think we all have our experiences and challenges in life, and some things work easier and some things are a big challenge. But when you really work hard on yourself and on your potential, and you really work on your dreams, I think you can really or mostly achieve everything in life. And this is a little bit my quote.
Fantastic. It's very inspiring. Are there any other quotes that you use to try and push yourself further on certain days?
Yeah, to be successful in the air, you have to overcome the obstacles on the ground.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And I think that is the perfect way to end this interview, Gregor. That's absolutely incredible. I'm going to think about that a lot. Before we go, can you just remind us where we can find you online, on Facebook or on any of your social media channels, so we can continue to follow your journey, please?
Yeah, sure. You can find me on Instagram or on Facebook under my name, my difficult name, Gregor Schlierenzauer. Or also you Google me. But it is a really pleasure to talk with you, Richard, and it would be really cool if we meet us together on a ski jumping hill, that I can take you a small part behind the scenes.
That would be lovely. Let's try and do it once you've won another Olympic gold medal. That would be great. After Pyeongchang. Gregor, it's been so wonderful to talk to you. Thank you for that invite. I will definitely take that up. That'll be sensational. Thank you for speaking to me today, and thank you for being the best in the world.
Thank you, Richard. It gives me a lot of motivation, and I keep working hard day by day, and hope that I can fulfill my childhood dream to be Olympic champion, individual champion. And I'm looking forward for the whole new season. I think it's going to be a cool one and a tough one. And a lot of experience are coming. Thank you very much.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
Not long to go now until the Winter Olympics, and if you enjoyed that conversation with Gregor, you might enjoy some other conversations we've had with Winter Olympics superstars on The Best in the World with Richard Parr. Maybe go back and listen to my interview with the skier Julia Mancuso.
We've also spoken to Johnny Mosley and Charlotte Kalla. We've got the Curlers, Eve Muirhead and Brad Jacobs. They've been on the programme as well. All of them are available at acast.com/best, at sportacino.com and on iTunes. I listen to my podcast on iTunes, I am honest. And I am subscribed to The Best in the World with Richard Parr. I hope you have too. Have you given me a rating and review yet? Have you? Have you done that? If you haven't, could you pretty please do it? It really does help our show. I'd really appreciate it if you could do it. All right, that's it for this week's Best in the World with Richard Parr. Thanks to Gregor Schlierenzauer. Thanks to you, the listener, for spending time to listening and learning from the best. And I'll be back with you next week. Goodbye.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.